Our text for this evening comes from the reading from Isaiah 53. Dear saints, do you have a member of your family that is like a stray sheep? A person a little different from the rest of the family in some way? We may use the term the black sheep of the family, but perhaps the image of a stray sheep is a little more accurate, a little better. We might say that that person marches to the beat of a different drummer. He or she strays from what the family considers to be proper or a desirable course in life. The stray sheep goes their own way instead of following the family's expectations. Perhaps you are the stray sheep. Perhaps he or she is the one with different political leanings than the rest of the family. Perhaps everyone in the family is a Lutheran except that one person who's a member of some other church. Or maybe the family has a business that everyone participates in except that one person who decided to go off and do their own thing. Here again the words of our text. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Does that sound accurate? Look around at society today. Look around at our community, our nation. Maybe even in your own family. Maybe even look at your own life. We have to confess that we are, at various times and in different ways, stray sheep. Like ancient Israel in the time of the judges, each person would do what was right in his own eyes. Though we know it is right, though we know what is wholesome, though we know what is in accord with God's law and God's will, how often do we choose to do something different? We choose to do our own thing. Now, in our country, perhaps more than most, we value individualism, freedom, pluralism, even to the point of thinking of ourselves as autonomous, independent agents, not needing anyone else. Instead of emphasizing common values, or mutual dependence on one another, or universal and absolute standards of right and wrong, we prize our right to go our own way. We think it's something that we have to do whatever it is that we want. As a result, in some ways, we are like an entire flock of sheep without a shepherd. We all scatter as we pursue our own goals, our own agendas, instead of sticking together as one flock by uniting in common bonds, a commitment to follow the same path, we disperse over the hills, looking for that next greener pasture. Judged by God's law, each of us is a stray sheep. We may find ourselves wandering around in life instead of following Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, the one of whom we read about in the psalm. We may turn away. We may find ourselves stranded on the edge of a precipice, or we may even fall prey to the hungry wolf, the false prophets of our day. But we are not alone in being stray sheep, for in a way, Jesus was a stray sheep, though in a very different sense from each one of us. He certainly didn't conform to the expectations of his contemporaries. The people of his time had a certain idea ingrained in them about what the Messiah was supposed to be like, what the King of the Jews would come to accomplish, namely, vanquishing all of their earthly foes. But instead, Jesus chose to follow the will of his Father, and he did so without ever straying from it in any way. He chose a path in life which no one before him had ever trod, and in so doing fulfilled the prophecy of our text. Many in Jesus' day thought of him as a stray sheep, or perhaps an oddball, or perhaps a revolutionary that needed to be silent. After all, he was a friend of sinners. He ate and drank with tax collectors and He was a blasphemer, claiming to be God. He was a nonconformist. And as we just heard, he deserved to be crucified. But in reality, Jesus was something else. He was not the stray sheep. He was the sinless, unblemished, perfect Lamb of God. God the Son became one of us, one of the sheep, in order to be sacrificed for our salvation. Who ever heard of a shepherd who humbled himself to become one of the sheep, destined for slaughter? Yet that is what our Lord did. He took the form of a servant and was obedient unto death. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The Good Shepherd became the sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the Lord caused to fall on him the iniquity of us all. In an earlier chapter, Isaiah had prophesied, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." And now that is the kind of sheep that God sees. We are those sheep to him. We are no longer blemished sheep, lame sheep, stained sheep, the kind that God in the Old Testament declared as unacceptable to be offered as a sacrifice in the temple. Rather, our wool has been washed so clean that it gleams, washed in the blood of the Lamb, washed in the water of baptism, white as snow. God deems us to be like the Lamb of God himself, Jesus Christ, the sinless, unblemished, perfect Lamb of God. We are scrubbed spotless by him, cleansed in his blood, adorned with his righteousness. You may be one of the stray sheep. You may have wandered around in your life, but we all are now like sheep going astray, but now we have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls, as Peter records. Jesus has led us into the fold of salvation, into the sheep pen of his church. Our good shepherd calls us by name and leads us through life toward heaven's even greener pastures. We recognize and respond to the voice of our good shepherd. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, and he brings us to green pastures. He restores our souls. And so now we have purpose and direction for our lives. We no longer need to wander about, running from this thing to that, looking for the next best thing to satisfy us. Instead, we follow the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.